In the fast-paced world of owning a business, where time is a precious commodity and every decision feels like it could tip the scales between success and failure, it's not uncommon to find small business owners scrambling to juggle numerous responsibilities. Between the whirlwind juggle of customer interactions, product development, and marketing strategies, there's one area that often ends up on the back burner, and that's paperwork and financial management. But why do such ambitious individuals who pour their heart and soul into their business shy away from facing the numbers? Whilst we can convince ourselves it's either boring, difficult, or a bit of both, the reality is, if you're serious about running a business, this part should be neither. Take a listen. I'm Amy Bajada, CPA by trade, not in nature, now financial coach to businesses globally. The Boring Shit You Need to Know in Business podcast was created with business owners and aspiring business owners in mind. It's a way to bring you simple yet effective business strategies, explore the art of being in business, and challenge the notion that our financial numbers are boring. If you're looking to improve your profitability, increase your cash, and grow your business, you're in the right place. Join me and other business owners as we discuss the boring shit you need to know in business. If I reflect on the casual conversations that I've had with small business owners over the years, they often reveal that one significant reason for avoiding paperwork. And it is deeply rooted in this fear of the unknown. I'm not a numbers person, is a catch cry that's commonly heard in business ownership circles and certainly in these conversations that I have. Many business owners embark on their ventures driven by passion, creativity, and a really unique vision. But it leaves them a bit daunted when it comes to the intricacies of financial management. The numbers, the spreadsheets, the reports, they can feel like an alien language, I get it. And the uncertainty of how to interpret them can often be paralyzing. It was once explained to me like this. It's not just about knowing how much money is coming in and going out. I worry that diving into paperwork will only confuse me more. What if I realize my passion isn't translating into profits? That's pretty powerful stuff. To realize your passion, the thing you're most closest to, isn't translating into profits. But let's sidestep for a moment. Let's sidestep this trepidation and shift the perspective. Financial records shouldn't be feared. Now, I've said this a few times on this podcast. In essence, the outcome of any financial record is the result of an accumulation of financial decisions that you've made as a business owner. Therefore, financial records actually hold the power to reveal patterns, trends, and opportunities that can actually shape the trajectory of your business. They serve as this mirror reflecting the true performance of your business and highlights any areas of strength and also any areas that need improvement, neither of which should be feared. By embracing these records, these numbers, these spreadsheets, business owners like yourself can gain invaluable insights into their revenue streams, customer behaviors, and spending patterns. Now imagine a business owner who's been hesitant to review their financial statements due to this discomfort with numbers. Unbeknownst to them, these records may actually reveal some hidden gems like how certain products or services are consistently more popular during specific seasons or how their customers spend money and when they spend money. Armed with this sort of knowledge, this business owner can then tailor their marketing efforts to capitalize on these trends that they're finding. Understanding how to offer targeted promotions and expanding products or service offerings at just the right times. Imagine that. Imagine getting it right at just the right times. But the real magic happens when business owners realize that breaking down and understanding this financial puzzle, let's call it, is not only doable, but also a potential catalyst for growth. It's like having, you know, a secret weapon. Once you get past that initial intimidation, it can help you make more strategic decisions with confidence. The moment business owners like yourself, embrace the challenge of deciphering this financial information and the tasks associated with that financial information, like the paperwork, it marks a turning point that can have a profound implication for your future. This realization holds the potential for that success that we want, for those improved financial outcomes like cash flows and profits. Now, at first glance, I get it. Financial records might appear a little confusing. You know, this network of numbers are often intimidating. However, if you spend some time and take a closer inspection, the true magic emerges when you understand that every figure, every entry, every task, yep, even the boring ones, and every trend can reveal essential insights about the health and direction of your business. You need to understand that, you know, whilst I compare it to a secret weapon, it is more than just a metaphor. It's a transformative analogy that captures this essence of the process itself, all that paperwork, the process. And just as a weapon would improve one's strengths and strategic advantage, so too does understanding the financial data and how it can empower you as a business owner to use this information purposefully. Now, armed with this sort of understanding of this area of your business will transition you from making business decisions based on instinct to making more informed choices based on real data-driven insights. If we can again, imagine another business owner standing at a crossroads of a critical decision. We've all been there. Without the details from a financial analysis, they might rely solely on this gut feeling again and this hoping for the best. However, with the knowledge of their business's financial information, you'll understand the strengths and the vulnerabilities, and that can help navigate your decision or this decision with clarity. It's kind of like holding up a compass that points you in this most promising path, even in the face of uncertainty, because it's there in black and white. Beyond this, this newfound confidence that will emerge from understanding and conquering this initial fear of financial data will develop a proactive mindset. Instead of being reactive, you can now take the reins of your financial future. You're no longer a mere spectator, but you can now orchestrate, using this financial insight, the directions of your business's movements, all the financial movements. So consider a startup founder who would have hesitated to engage with financial information. Once you cross that threshold of intimidation, you'll find that you'll be equipped to seek out these growth opportunities of your business that would have eluded you had you have not. This sort of knowledge about customer acquisitions and product profitability and cash flow patterns at the beginning of starting your business, it will now allow that business owner, that new business owner, to understand their markets, move into markets, grow their brand, improve cash positions. This secret weapon, whilst it's not a physical instrument, it's rather simply that it fuels this confidence. That's the secret weapon. This financial understanding will fuel your confidence. And this information that we talk about, the financial information, doing your paperwork, knowing the tasks that are involved, can extend its influence, the financial influence, into multiple aspects of your business. Your financial data doesn't just serve to guide you on what cash position you're in. It can help you develop other business strategies and forecast future needs and perhaps even help with negotiation of partnerships as you grow your business. It's like having this trusted advisor on your side, providing well-informed suggestions and nudging you in that right direction. The growth that will stem from this realization isn't just about expanding the bottom line. That's not what it's just about. It's about developing a mindset shift that will echo throughout your business in all areas. And it's about infusing every decision that you make with a newfound sense of purpose and direction. As I said before, financial insights can go beyond just improving your day-to-day operations. They play a pivotal role in securing your business's future. Small business owners often work tirelessly to make ends meet. We've all been there. But this lack of financial clarity can often lead to unseen leaks of that will gradually erode your profits and more so your cash flow. Without accurate financial tracking, you may not even realize where your money is slipping away and how quickly it's slipping away. This is where embracing financial management and the tasks associated, all those boring ones, can transform the outcomes. Identifying things like cost-saving opportunities, optimizing pricing strategies, and managing cash flow become not just vague concepts now, but actionable steps that can really improve your business's financial health. Moreover, the data gathered from financial records can aid in securing things like funding or investments or those potential investors. They're more likely to trust a business that can demonstrate a thorough understanding of its financial information than not. Small business owners who embrace the power of financial insights can drive innovation and navigate their business with newfound confidence. You can move from being reactive to proactive when it comes to decision making, envisaging a roadmap that will align with your goals and your outcomes. So what's the takeaway, my friend? For business owners who've been procrastinating on their paperwork, it is time to view it as more than just a chore. It's an opportunity to unlock a world of knowledge that can pave the way for success. The initial unease may give way to a sense of empowerment and control that takes your business to new heights. As the conversation shifts, let's encourage each other as business owners to take a deep breath, dive into those spreadsheets, and discover the insights that have been waiting to be revealed to you all along. Let's champion the idea that understanding the financial information of a business isn't reserved for accountants alone, but is essential. It's an essential skill for every business owner. By embracing your numbers and the tasks that come with it, the paperwork, the spreadsheets, you can transform fear into curiosity and uncertainty into empowerment, and ultimately securing this brighter future for your business and yourself. The bottom line is, make it part of the process and get ahead of the game. Choose control over fear and embrace the numbers in your business. But whatever you choose to do today, I hope you make it count.
To learn more about the boring shit you need to know in business, head to my website, www.amybajada.com.au/podcast, where you will find all my latest and greatest podcast episodes for you to enjoy. To be notified of new podcast episodes when they become available, be sure to hit that notification where you're listening to this podcast. Stay well, my friend.